You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Or Ashilo Yakim, somebody is not making the Divrei Torah. Now, in Taisus and Saita quotes a Yerushalmi. It's in the middle of the Taisus. Let's talk about Har Grizim Har Evil, how they makabel the brisim and Har Grizim Har Evil. That's the Gemara in Saita. Ksiv, Ashilo Yakim is Divrei Torah. What does it mean, Yakim is Divrei Torah? A curse to the one who's not making Torah. V'chi yesh Torah nafalas? The Torah is falling? What does it mean? Avshim el Yakim omezeh achazim. This is referring to the chazan, not what we call a chazan. In the Gemara's time, a chazan meant like what we call the shamish, right? Or as they have the signs outside the shuls, what they call them, the sextant. It's a chazan shu oimid. That he should be taking, that he should make sure everything's going well in shul. Avshim echatom ezab bayis shemata, should be bezdin, the gears that we have. Damar avun by Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, dal dava ze kari shio, v'amar alay lahakim. It says over there, that Yeshio found the Sefer Chilkio, a coin found the Sefer Malachim, a Sefer Torah, and he opened up to a certain place, and it came to this pasuk, and he learned out from there that Bezdin wasn't. So he took out all the Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chavishim Lamed Velimei, Meridika. This is brought Lalacha Lamed Velimei. The guy learns, the guy teaches. Shamar Va'asa, he guards the Torah. Va'asa, he does the Torah. Va'haisa Sipko Beyad Lahachzik. Yet he has the opportunity to be machzik to other people to learn the Torah. V'lohichzik, Chofetz Chaim brings a few places. Hareze b'chal orif. A person says, I'm learning what I have to support Torah for. If I'm myself for learning, I'm teaching. He has to support Torah too. It means that no matter what the situation is, if another yeshiva is struggling, the yeshiva has to help that other yeshiva too. In the old days in Lithuania, all the yeshivas started because the mashgichim used to send 10 boys over here, 14 boys over here. Nowadays, I mean, nowadays the Esed Abacha comes over and he says, a new boy from the doctor program says, he tells me he's going to Herzl. I go, where are you going? So, well, I'm going to check out between A, B, and C. I'm going to see sort of next fill. I said, in the old days, the Rosh Yeshiva used to fahar the Bacha. Now the Bacha fahars the Rosh Yeshiva. He's deciding like which Yeshiva he can go to. All right. So then it said, Reb Yemi B'Shem Reb Chia Ba'aba Lo Lamad V'Lo Limeid Lo Shama V'Lo. I'm sorry, we did that. Yeah, no. Those that it's like similar to Gemara and Pesachim, that Hashem is going to make the same chuppah, the same tzeil for the ones who hold Torah, just like the Baal Torah. Okay, now the Yerushalmi itself, the Ramban, I didn't realize it's a little different in Tosfos, but in the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi. Let me just read the Etzem Yerushalmi how we have it inside. Perek Zayin Halacha Dalad. Ze Chazen Shuhu Oimed. So what does it mean, Hu Oimed? So look at the, it is the same. Ze Chazen Shuhu Oimed. Look at the Ramban. So Ramban says, what does it mean, the end part? So first Ramban says, Arash Shalo Yakim means it's a general Arur on all of the Torah. You have Arash Yishkav, Arash this. This is in general on the whole Torah. Then Ramban brings this Yishalmi, and then he says, V'amru Decha Ze Chazen. She'enai makim sifrei Torah lamid the ketikan shopir. When he puts it in the Torah and Kaddish, he doesn't put it right that it could fall. So that's aru. Yeah. Interesting. V'li nira alachazen she'enai makim sifrei Torah alat sibor laharis pnei ksivas lekol. And the chazen meaning chazen over here means the one who's taking care of it. What? The person, I guess. You look up this Masech Seifim. Shemagbien oisai umare pnei ksivaso la'am ha'oimdim liyaminoi l'smoiloi machzira lefonav la'achav shemitzvah l'kol anoshim ve'hanoshim women too liray saksav v'lichroya to go ahead and be dukriya, I mean w'rchav to prostate themselves, right? The Chen Noyagin. This state in Masech HaSeifim. Ramban brings from this whether he means a smachta, whether he means the raisa, but in Indian, what we call hagba. Shulchan Aruch. So take a look, very interesting. Where is this halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Where would you expect this halacha to be in Shulchan Aruch? What? Kriya Sotayr. Exactly, right? Before. What?
Before.
It's before, exactly. What Rainer is saying is, it's before. It's in Hilchas Nesiyas Kapayim V'Nefil Sapayim. Mare Pnei, the Mechaber says, Mare Pnei Ksiva Sefetor La'am, Ha'oimdim Li'aminu L'Smoiloi, U'machzir L'Fon of L'Achav, Shemitza L'Kol Anoshim V'Noshim, Lira Sachzav V'Lekroya V'Loimar V'Zaysa Teira, Teira Sashem Temima. Now, in the extra psukim that are in the Siddur, I looked, I don't know where they come from. Eitz Chaim in Machzikim, but those are, doesn't seem to be, have any real makaris. It seems to be Siddurim along the years put that in. Where it comes from, I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't really figure it out. But Akoponim, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, to say Teiras Hashem Temima. Right? Teiras Hashem Temima. Now, can I just Siddur? Siddur, you know, like the art school Siddur.
Yes,
coming up. Now, thank you. In Chidah it says that you should say not only Teres Hashem Tmima, it means all the psukim that are over there. In other words, when we select the psukim that we say, he says you should say Teres Hashem Tmima Shivas Nafesh, Eid Hashem Neman Mechibah, Pkudi Hashem Mishram Samchay, Mitzvah Beretz Mina, Yiris Hashem Torah, Medes Lahad, until Anechmada Mazav and Pazar, Mesukim and Dvash, and Neifet Surah. It was all the things that have to do with Torah. He says to say all those psukim, which I don't think are kemat in any siddurim as far as I look. But that's what says Shulchan Aruch. Rav Heinrich pointed out that it's before Kriya Sotayra. True. Why? Because if you look at the Ramah, in Kuf Lamed Daled, the Ramah says afterwards, V'nogu lasos kach acha shekoro b'tayra. I forgot to put in the Ramah.
Started
V'nogu lasos kach acha shekoro b'tayra. Right? We do it like we do it after. Anybody's been to Crown Heights on Lubavitch, I remember as a kid, I thought they were crazy, but of course they were doing as the Mechaber says, they do Hagba when, if you ever see by Lubavitch or Minyan, they do it before. By the Sfardim in Yerushalayim, they do it when they take out the Sefer Torah, because as you know, their Sefer Torahs have a case, and they able, so they walk around with it. And they open up and they walk around all over Yemen as well. That's what it is.
When they walk around the Sfardim, the letters are showing. Or not?
Yes, the letters are showing. They're showing. I'm not. I don't know. I don't think they do it here in America, but in Yerushalayim, I don't know if all Eretz Yisrael.
On Ocean Parkway, they do it.
Syrians.
What they do?
Most communities all do it.
Do what?
Syrians.
They open it up
and they walk around with it.
Yeah,
okay, fine. I don't know. I never davened in the Sfardim minyan. Okay, fine.
I think the one on Avenue P. I went.
Yeah. Okay, right.
All the Syrians
do it. Okay, fine. So as Rabbi Enoch said, right? Kuf Lamed Daled is Seid Vehu Rachum and Vahagbasa Teira. Seid Vehu. That's the name of what it says in the koteret and the heading. Kuf Lamed Hey starts Hilchas Kriyas Teira. So that's what the Ramah says. No gulaskach acha shekor b'tayra. It really belongs later on, but who am I supposed to write it? The Mechaber wrote it here, so I'm writing here. But as we said, the Sfardim do it earlier, right? But it does say in Shulchan Aruch things that lirei saksav means you should see the words, should see the etzim words, right? Yesterday, the guy by Mincha didn't go all around, so I came over to him. I said, you know, I wouldn't tell you otherwise, but I'm just preparing for a little shir tomorrow, and it says lirei saksav. It says you should see it. V'lichroya, okay, that we'll see. Did you ever see anybody, be huh? So Bitzik Elias Sussman told me, yeah, where?
I see my son, Rook.
By where?
One of my boys walks over the second
layer. Oh, no, but they bend down?
Oh,
lichroya. See, he told me Rav Yoshev used to bend down. They saw Yidama once Rav Yoshev and he used to go down. Okay, we'll see. And then to say Vezaysa Teira and Teiras Hashem Temima. Okay. Now, just some other things that if you look in...
up to where?
What?
Zesa Teira, what do you say? How far do you go?
Yeah, we'll get to that too. Okay, one second.
So according to the Mechaber, do you do it on a day that's not Monday, Thursday?
You're
not tied to Kriya
Satorah. No. It's Zicha tied to Kriya Satorah. But he put it before Kriya. Before you take out the Teira, you do Hagbah. Or not before. Before you read the Torah more correctly. Some say for Karet. What's the reason? It's not clear what the Ramah... I looked around. The reason of the Ramah to do Hagbah Satar afterwards is because they were afraid that people would give more chashivas to looking at the Torah, which you see it. A lot of times you see. I tackled this recently by a Persian. I don't remember. I didn't pay attention. I was by a Persian Bruce. And there were guys there, not, you know, I'm not saying they're not from there, we call traditional, you know, you see they were, I mean, by davening, they hardly, you know, they hardly davened, they put on the film, didn't put on the film, but all of a sudden when the Torah came out, they all, you know, started kissing, looking and kissing from 50 feet away. So they were afraid, goof of that, that people give more chashivas to looking at the ksav than listening to, after, you know, once you read the Torah, everybody talks. But so they made it at the end to give the chashivas. That's what I saw, maybe it was a chido, I don't remember. But I found it in the Tzakopedia. I couldn't find what the reason is. But Koponim, the Ramah brings these menagim before, after. Also, by the way, there's a whole shaila how you do Hagba. The Sfaradim who do it, I don't know, again, how do they...
The big cipher, they call up a guy who's about 6'4", because a smaller guy wouldn't be able to do it, and he opens it up.
Which way?
Facing out.
What do you mean?
Facing out. So the Bach goes through a whole thing. How do you do it? So now Sefer Torah, it's really very hard to go ahead and do it facing the Am. What's the Maila? Because you're not in the way. You're not in the way. But the Poskim say it's very hard to do it. So therefore, you should do it yourself and, you know, try to do it high. That's why you should talk and give it to a guy that can really, somebody has the strength. I'll tell me on Simchas Torah, we do it that way. So I saw the Shari Ephraim, the Reb Ephraim's, that's like the classic safe of all Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. That's all our menagim come from there. He says not to do it on Simchas Torah, unless the person, you know for a fact, he's strong enough to do it. Some say, which I don't know if this is true, or just a word they say, to show, after you read the Torah, HaFoich Boi, VaFoich Boi DeKula Boi. It could be, but... The Dakamash quotes we showing the Mordechai to do it this way, to let the Am see it, not the way we do it, where your body's in the way. That's why the person should try to raise it as much as he could. Okay, but that's the now. Just Agav, we'll get into that, and then we'll see the questions that the Al Minig, I think is that's what Shmuel was saying, is that they say Al Minig is to say, like it says over here. The Zeis Atayra Shesam Moshe Fnei Bnei Yisrael Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. That's what's printed in the Siddurim. And if you look, one is for Tvarim, and the other, it's two different Pesukim. So the Aruch HaShulchan Taka is bothered with this. The Aruch HaShulchan, let's look in 5. Kosar Rabbeinu Abayis Yosef Marib Pnei Ksiva Sefetar La'am Ha'im Dili Mino Svoi Machzir Lefon Av Achav Shemitzah Kol Noshim V'Noshim Liris Aksav Vachrev Loim Azay Sotay Tosh Shemdim Ashivas Nafish Ad Kan Lashen V'chein Isa B'Mesach Seifim Zeh Shanu Koyren Zeh Shanu Koyren Hagba. Right? Muk Tekni Hagba O V'atzleinu Oysen Hagba Achra Kriya V'asfaradim Oysen Koyren Kriya D'chein Mashma B'Mesach Seifim Shom U'pela Sh'anu Oymen V'zay Sotay Al-Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe V'chein Nitfos B'Sidurim V'kosha Tuva Chada The ain't a pasuk b'shum makom. The zayis atayu be'eschanan va'pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. You say pasuk be'balayischa be'masalos va'oid. The meseches sefer me'inakein. It doesn't say that. So where did it come from? Bechlal. And then, as Rabbeinuch just said, it's also called pasuk to la'pas. You're saying it in a half a pasuk. Ukemashu kasan nukshemagbiya gosef tagimadav. Okay, that's already we'll see. Okay, first let's. So as far as that, the thing that itself, the gabe. The Pesukim. So Lamaisa is in the Siddur from the Gra, the Shari Rachamim, which is things from Gros. He brings that he heard from Rab Chaim Volozhin that it's a mistake, and one should not say it. Al Pi Hashem, what does it come from? So he tied it. You have to say the whole pasuk. You have to say. I'm sorry, just a chumash. Thank you. In the Masos. He says like this. You have to say the whole pasuk, Alpi Hashem Yachan Alpi Hashem Yisohu, Alpi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. right? That they say the whole pasuk. He says Vesepis. He says you should say the whole pasuk taka. He says, but where does it come from? So he says it's a mistake that they put it by Hagba. He tells us, what do we do? Ve'ibin se'aron when it comes out. Uvenucha yaymar shuva shem rivet. That's the psukim. So you say when it comes out, you say when it comes in. While it's traveling, you say al pi Hashem yachan uval pi Hashem yachan pi Hashem pi Hashem biyad Moshe. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin in Deutzat Tfilah said. Also Shemaiti b'Shem Agoyin Reb Chaim Volozhin. That's the way a person should do it. And Taka, there are a lot of people mark, but otherwise you have problems. It's called pasuk la pasuk Moshe. Okay, it's a good thing to know. I'm not telling you what to do, but that's what it says. All right, now. Also another lacha, v'zaisa teira, right? V'ein loyma v'zaisa teira rak neged a ksav shel a sefer teira agom a real mashal whatever. The behater quotes from rishonim and paiskim and gudei lachreinim. They should say it when you see the ksav. Whereas a person should do it with ksav. Right? When you, if that kind of person's weak, sometimes people can't, like especially in brachos. If you don't get somebody like Yechiel Weberman to do it, so a person, it's very hard for the person to pick it up because it's all on one side. So what happens is the guy takes it up and he sits down right away because he's afraid to drop it. You're not really, that's not the point of Hagba. And you shouldn't say Zay Sotera. You have to say Zay Sotera when you see it. Magen Avraham Taken, number 8 says, Kshereya Isis, like if you ever see people all running to see the, look at the Sefer Torah, I mean, I don't know exactly how you're supposed, it's like it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should daven against the wall. If everybody davened against the wall, nobody would be able to daven in shul, right? But akoponim, k'sherei eisis ha-shiyochel l'kreisim megiya lav argol azay shteit b'shem de'rizal. And you goyel sefta al gimbal dapin. Three columns. V'efshu dafka nakad gimbal, which you see a lot of times people do that, dafka gimbal. But you should say it. The Paiskim also says that you don't have to if you saw it, you can keep saying it. You don't have to. Biki Yisus says it's such a choshev azach. If you look at 9, he says muta loyma v'zoyis ha'teira hein b'dena b'toch emes v'yatzit. Even if in the middle of Birkas Krishma, it's a davar shebekedush. Just like you answer parts of Kaddish, you could say v'zoyis ha'teira. In other words, because it's such a choshev azach from this, that you learn out either it's a smacht or it could be a din derais. Now, interesting, Rav Shach, somebody wrote once that they spoke to Rav Shach. Rav Shach Taina, that Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe, he says the reason you look at it is because the Gemara says in the Darim, this I just happened to find last night. I mean, the Gemara says in the Darim that the Torah was given to Moshe. So Gemara asks all kind of kashas. What do you mean? It was given to Kli Yisrael. So Gemara says pulpuloi. The koyach of pulpul was given to Moshe. Moshe nag by ein yaf ein toiva, and he gave it to Kli Yisrael. So Mela, we got Torah because it was given originally to Moshe Mizrahi. So when you look at the Torah, what you're saying is this was the Oseus, the Torah Shemiksav. Now we want to take the Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? Just to show something. How did we get it though? Al Pi Hashem, B'yad Moshe. It comes from Hashem, the Kreach HaPilpul. But B'yad Moshe. Moshe is the one who was Neg Ayin Tov and he gave it to us. That's what Shach told somebody. I don't know if it's a Vart or it's a, just to be Matzdik the Minig, but it's a Shein Vart. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin. Now we know the Gemara in Bracha says that you can't go to basic Kfar Asui to tzitzis out with Tefillin because of the din of loyeg larash, whereas you're ridiculing a poor person. In other words, that since a person can't do mitzvahs when he's dead and you're doing mitzvahs in front of him, you're making fun. Just like loyeg larash, if you make fun of a person who's poor, chayav aseyus, so you're blasphemizing the one who created him. The Bereshim decides who's rich and who's poor. It's not that person, so you're making fun of him. Bereshim decided that this person's not alive. He can't do mitzvahs. So you can't do mitzvahs in front of him, right? That's what we don't learn. Till then, they say, you're allowed to say in front of him. But so the Gemara says that you're not allowed to walk in with a Sefer Torah b'yod of a Kaira and read it. The Rambam's Lashon is a little different. The Rambam's Lashon is, lo yachaz adam Sefer Torah b'zor, b'kanaz b'ong, b'es mech, b'es kiso, b'es kos. This time it's interesting the Rambam put it together, which is a different shmuz. That's as more as covered. But the Rambam says, stam, not to walk in with a Sefer Torah, the basic verse. He doesn't say the Gemara's Lashon, not to read it. It means that you're reading a Sefer Torah. So look at the Kesem Mishnah. Mashikas aloyikar shiachim. Perk mishum meisa. Tanya, lo yalech adam b'beis korat filim b'reishas Sefer Torah b'zoriya v'koira. Vim me'asa kain, oivim mishum loyig l'rash. Om mishum gwer, dayim toch dalam dafka. Avachut sedam as shori. V'afagav de pashto. the Braisa Mashma, the law also Leila Chabesik Varis, the Sefer Dazara El Bakarba, while he's reading. You know, that's how they used to learn then. Nira Shirabainu Mefarsh to Tartiktani. Lo Yahalach Bebesik Varis Sefer Dazara, Okaira Ubukol Chad Mahani Ikim Shum Legla Rash. The Rambam is, you know, allowed to learn. So since nowadays we have anyway, we learn with Svar and whatever it is. So the Rambam left that up, but the Rambam held that there's Stam and Mitzvah to walk around with a Sefer Torah. What is that? Right? The Kol Chad Mahani Ika Mishum Leg L'Rash Achiz Sefer Dazar Af Bishay Nekarba Mitzvah He. Yeah. Kesem Misha says to walk around and hold the Sefer Torah is a Mitzvah. Right? Reb Chaim Brisker, when on Simchas Torah, did not give up his Sefer Torah because he held it's a Mitzvah. So he wouldn't give it over to someone unless somebody asked him. Then, all right, then you do a chesed. But you don't give it away. You give it out the mitzvah. So they say that he had to dance all seven hakafas because none of the talmidim had the audacity to ask him for the sefer Torah. So Mimela, they couldn't tell him, put it away. So he danced all seven hakafas with a sefer Torah. Right, the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara says in Daf Ches, Amar Benachem Amar Bami, Maidik Siv Va'oizve Hashem Yichlu. Right, those who leave Hashem will be obliterated, will be destroyed. Right, Kloya. Zeha Maniach Sefer Torah V'yaitza. Somebody walks out when the Sefer Torah is outside, it's being read. Rav Bo Nofak, he used to go out Ben Gavra L'Gavra. Ben Gavra L'Gavra, he went out. Boira Papa. Ben Psuka L'Psuka Ma'u. In other words, in those days, no, thank you, they used to read the Sefer Torah and then be Metargum Pasuk by Pasuk. So Gemara is a Shaila. Are you allowed to go out in the middle between one Pasuk and another? Is it Dafka when you're reading it or when you're in the midst of what's called Kriya Sotera? While the Metargum is saying it, are you allowed to walk out? That Gemara says Teiku. So the Rabbeinu Yaina says that since it's a Teiku, you're not allowed to go out. You have to be Machmir. Right? The Rabbeinu Yaina's Lashon. Yeah, take Kosa Tamid Rabbeinu Yaina, the Hevelay Teiku, the Raisa Ulechumra. Atkan. Begam Atur Kosav, Shaosu Atzim Pasva. Tmili Tuva, Frek the Divi Chamudis. Da Kriya Satira ain't a mitzvah in a Kosav Klau. Element Takonis Shal Moshe, which Rambam says is based on a Yishalmi. Ve Ezra, how Gemara says. Kedisa Perk Meruba. Gemara says, Nevim Rishen Shabem Tikmi. So Rambam learns it means Moshe. Ezra added certain things too. Right? So he says, so what kind of derice is it? That's his kash. What kind of derice is it? First of all, there is a Bach that Tain is Kriya Sotera is the Raisa, because he says that any Takan of Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of a Raisa. That's not so okay, but that's what he asks. So he says, but Zman Hazeh Vaday also because we're not Metargumin. But what the Beinu Yaina says that it's the Raisa, he says that he doesn't understand. So the in Prima Godim in Kuf. In Kuf Nun Gim, I'm sorry, Pshan, just a short. Look at the Gemara in 13. Oh, I brought the Gemara, I'm sorry. In 12 is the Gemara in Brachos. I didn't realize I put that in. In 13, Ibarilhu, Maula Amoid B'nei Sefer Torah. Rav Chilke, I've seen my blood's army Kavachoyma. But Nalam, they I'm them, because you stand up in front of the. Of those that learn Torah, from mipnei vadata pnei zaken, you have to mechab tamchom mipnei ala kolshkin. So avada for a safe Torah, you have to stand up. Zok the prima godim, I think it's in Kuf Nun Gimel, the Dama Kuf Nun Gimel in Mishpat Zav, he says covet of safe Torah is a deraisa. Since the Gemara learns out a kavachomer from being mechabed a tamachochem, being mechabed a tam of this is deraisa. Based on that, the in sefer emik bracha. You know who that is? Rav Shlomo Emek Bracha. Blei Pomeratz. His father's... What? He was Rav Naiman's younger Chavrusa. He was lived, I think, in the 50s.
No, right? He was 1940.
He was what?
He was in the early
40s. He's lived in the 40s, even could be. I don't know. But he learned with Rav Yankov Olam Hashom in Brisk together. There were Chavrusas there. Blei, how do you pronounce the last name? Pomeratzik, yeah. I mean, you say, oh, Pomeranchik. All right, so in the Sefer, Let me just go away. This is tough. Yeah. It's a very Shana Sefer. Obviously, they didn't have a new computer. So he says, Kim Shkab Chaim Dereisim Nimtzav Mitzvah Esek Mura Menteisar Lachabdo Lahadjim B'chol Mina Kibur V'hida Kamo Zokav Tamachocha. So he says, that's the pshat. The Rambam says in Hilcha Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Liyached Mokom Sefer Torah Lachabdo Ulahadjim Yoisim Medai Lo Yorah Keneged Sefer Torah Lo Yigal Ervosa Kenegdo Lo Yafshid Raglov Kenegdo Yinechen Al Reishoi. Right, and the Goyim brings it Lagabe being mechaber, and he says it's all from Kibud Rav. All this is because of Kibud Rav, right? So he goes into all kinds of things how you have to be mechaber to Sefer Torah, and he says that's the pshat. I think he says he says that you have to stand up Tamachachem is Rabbi from Malay Einav. They sees him. That's also Moira. So he says there's a din of Moira also. So you have to stand up. That's why you have to stand up Sefer Torah. So Makoponim. He answers kind of bring it from the Aruch Shulchan, but look at Aruch Shulchan number 14. Aminin b'shili megillah asara shikar b'tayra agodol shemem goyel sefer tayra va'agod. You give it to the most chashuv person. Nowadays it's not done that way for some reason. Va'goyel noidel schar keneged kulam. Right. All right. Now, so at the end, the middle, the fourth, the end of the fourth line. Ve'enem woven. Lama schar goyl godel kokach, lama yugdal ma'asa. Why is it so important what he did? Then goyl means like the magbiya who's goyl, to the ba'am. So he says because the pshat is that's covered at Torah. That since you get up, arashol yakum is divrei Torah zayis, and you mechaber the Torah. That's a kima deraisa. The kriya itself is darbanan and a chanami. Walking out in the middle is a bezayin. That's already deraisa. Or it's more chamer to walk out than to go ahead and to listen to Kriyas Torah. Listening to Kriyas Torah, Yimakayim Tekanas Meishur Ben, Yimakayim Tekanas Ezer. Walking out is a bizayna Torah. Right? Like somebody once said to me, he says that a person was in shul, and it's Yom Tov, and the guy says, let's get out of here quick before the Kahanim go up. So the guy says, I don't understand. They run for brachas from every Baba in the world. He says, but the Torah doesn't say anything about Babas giving brachas. The Torah says, "V'samti shmeis rav ani avarchem." Kahanim give, that's a deraisa. And all of a sudden, that people, the Kahanim are going up, it's going to be too long, they're singing, this, that. So to walk out somebody showed me, Rav Yoshev says, could be, for shetz of they ask me these type shailas, that the guys who go around collecting money or a person has to walk in, could be allowed to walk out. He's not sure, but he says could be there's a makam to be makel. I always thought that it's not that way. But let's say you're in a different minion, or let's say the minion upstairs has to bring a safe tire from the safe tire over here. So he walks in and they're laning over here. So so they walk out in the middle of Kriyas Torah. He says, after there's a tzar to be makel. Again, that's something you have to ask. All right. And now, just one thing with the do we do lemaisa kriya? I don't know what to tell you. Because Lamai says the Velt doesn't do it, right? So I looked around, and how do I know the Velt doesn't do it? Because we don't see people doing it. Not sure what to do. But Rav Shloimeh Zalman Taka, in the Sefer Alichas Shloimeh, I was looking around, so he says...
What about when they took out the Lashemiti?
What?
When they take out the Sefer Torah, they took out the Lashemiti, they bow.
They bow, I don't know. They're supposed to pick it up, I don't know. I don't know about bowing that. So over here he says, first of all he says, interesting, that when you say Misha Beruch, and it says the name and Amen, should be makpit to say the Amen very stark, he says. Oh, Ulinin, he says, Ashtachava, B'shas Akbar Sefer, Loi Nagu B'zeh Idna. You don't see people doing it. Bir Rabbeinu, even though it's Mufurish Masechus Seferim, he says, not always are we soymech on these mesechtes. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, because the Shulchan Aruch brings this. How could you say not? So I saw in the tshuvas from the Sanzara, from the Kloisenberger, he says a shtickle mahalach, but it's still, I think Rebbe Hanuch was referring to this, because the Mechaber says it, because he's talking about reading the Sefer Torah before, being magbiyah the Sefer Torah before. Ramah says, V'nagulasas kach acha shikar b'Torah. So he tainas that the Ikka Kriya is when the Sefer Torah comes out. Afterwards, not. Or the way we do Hagbah. As far as they do it, you see it completely. The way we do it, the person's away, it looks like it'd be mishtach for a person. These all sound to me like just limudei schuz on why we don't do it. But Lamaisin Shulchan Aruch says, and as I said, somebody told me that they saw, Rav Eliyahu do kriya. In Goyin Ataka, in the sense, on that, this halacha, so Goyin quotes the Yerushalmi, and he says that the Pashtus, Hashulchan Aruch says, you show to the Am, and then he brings Dinei Sefer Torah, and he says, B'Maseches Seifim, Mashma K'divrei Shulchan Aruch. Right, that you first, because why? In Maseches Seifim itself, it brings this din, and then it goes into Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah in the next brises. It's Mashma, that's the Seidah Advar. And I guess that's why Chabad, and I heard other Chassidim too, I don't know all, not I know other Chassidim, I mean, Ger Zucha doesn't do it, I've been in Yerushalayim many times. I don't know, but I guess more Yerushalayim, maybe beyond these type of Chassidim that have been in Yerushalayim, do it that way. I don't know. I'm not familiar with this. Okay, let's just, one other thing that Tuli brought up, that's a shtickle. Tanya. Ze Keli Van Veil. Right, in number 15. His snar lefon of b'mitzvahs. Asay lefon of sukkah. A sukkah should be a beautiful sukkah. Lulav na. Shaifah na. Tzitzis na. Sefer Torah na. Koysev balishma. B'dyoy na. B'kulmasat should look nice. The letters should be nice. Lav la'umen. A good writer. Right? Vekorcha, he envelops it, he wraps it, b'shirayin noin, with nice cloth, nice silk, whatever. That's what we call a mantle, right? The kasha is, frek the briskarav, all other things of beauty have to do with, the esrik should be nice, because that's what you're using. The shayfer should be nice, that's what you're using. Tzitzis should be nice, tzitzis. But what is, what we call a mitpachas, a mantle, as you said, what is that going to do? That's not in the etzah mitzvah. It's just putting something on top to make it look nice. Why is that called the hidden mitzvah?
You can't hold the sefer Torah arm, so therefore, what do you going to hold? Huh?
You remember, why is that called Zekei Levan Veyu? I mean, because you have to have it. Well, first of all, you're right. You don't hold the arm, so you can't so put on gloves. I don't know. You're right. But why is that called Zekei Levan Veyu? Why is that called Zekei Levan Veyu? You hear the question, or it's Zekei Levan Veyu is in the, like what we say in Bris, they would say, they're in the Chef to the Mitzvah, which I think he does. It's a Nazir. What? Oh, so the Bris Kerov time is that because of Kavod HaTorah, you're being Mechabed the Torah. And therefore, to be Mechabed HaTorah, you have to make it nice.
But why would that be part of the Mitzvah?
Oh, that's what bothers me. What does it got to do with Zekei? L'chair, if I tell you, you have to be Mechabed HaTorah, the pshat is, you're mechabed in a big way. You don't say, oh, it's a hider in kavod haTorah. The pshat is, that's kavod. Whatever you have to do to kavod, to be mechabed. Why is that? You're going to say, a nicer, better, in nicer. It's good. You could have a nice esrog, a nice esrog. So it's, yaitza, what's the difference? Is that keli? Tzitzis, there could be, you know, not nice wool, better wool, cleaner wool, place, whatever it is. Okay?
Like tefillin and mezuzahs, you don't have a fancy cover, a fancy box, you don't have.
One second. Oh, so what's the... No, that's what he's saying. That it's all covered up Torah. But the Shaila is what the Paul is asking, is what does that got to do with Zekeli? He'd learn to say, since you're Mechabed, and you're Mechabed in this way too, you can be Mechabed in different ways, adding on covered is hither. It's a little hard for me to hear. I think, and I know they...
The different
rounds? Oh. Okay, so that's also covered.
The difference is that the Esrog box is Mechabed the owner.
Oh. And he's saying good. He's saying good. Why do we have Essig boxes? Why do we have Megillah boxes? Why do we have Leichters at home? What do you got to get Leichter? What's wrong with putting on two tea lights?
You're right.
What? You're right. That's when you make a chassid, that's what you want to know. Why do you need the Essig? What is that? Some want to say that you see from here, part of the... Because Avada Ben is right. What do you mean? If it's covered, I'll tell you what is it? Covered Essig is not... There's no covered Essig. It could be from here as Taka Maka with the Minig HaOlam. It's very hard to argue with the Minig HaOlam. Leichters come out of, I mean, everybody has Leichters. And forget, we have electricity. What's the beauty of our light? The beauty of our light is because it's in Leichters. It's not because of the tea lights. Rashi in Bava Kama, so when he quotes this Bryce, he says, you should have a Tzitzisna Talisna. A nice, you know, Talis should be nice Talis. So the Velt asks, Imken, you should have a beautiful house because the mezuzah. Right? That's the kli for the mezuzah. Right? Some people so not do that.
What? Kanina would then be somebody who makes a mantle for a certain event. Because then I understand the Zecher Nishmas, that's one thing. But right. Somebody who makes a mantle in a certain event,
right.
then it becomes from the owner, not really.
Not for the Mechavin himself. Right? They say from Baal Shem Tov, to quote Ariza, Esrig is very shetavis, al tavieni regle gaiva. The person can sometimes bring an esrig. I know one yid, one time, he didn't have a nice esrig. He said he didn't dive in the whole circus. He couldn't come to shul. He was so embarrassed.
Maybe
it
does
say they weren't.
What? It does say they weren't something that they...
So it's on the outside. He's right. That's a good riot too. They used to put like the svardim put on balls and fancy things.
You know what Rashi means of talus melad? Not that the hidden mitzvah tefillah, but the hidden mitzvah tefillah.
You have to say tefillah. I think what Rebbe saying. Right. When you wear a talus. It's not a jacket. The old days when they wore four-corner baggit, I don't know if you had to have a nice baggit for the tzitzis. Our talesim are meant for tefillah. You see on it an Indian of davening, of whatever it is. Doesn't matter if it's because of tefillah, because we use it for the mitzvah. That's when we do the mitzvah. A house is, we don't build houses to have mezuzahs. We build houses to live in, or whatever it is, reason we have. But, so therefore the house is not the kli for the mezuzah. But mainly, once you have a house, you have to put a mezuzah. Masha enkein, the gabe talis, that's Rashi's talis now, of under the talis that we have, is in order to do the mitzvah, in order to...
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.